county and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. And we're going to be talking today with Dr. Gabe from the Sparta School District. Also with her this morning is Kyron and Tyra. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing great.
Oh well.
it's morning still, right?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday too.
Better than a Monday, though.
Yeah,
it's a Tuesday the week of daylight savings time, so we're all still
right,
kind of dragging.
It's actually definitely only 8:27 right now.
So. Absolutely.
So what all have we got today?
We have a lot to talk about today. Today we started our IAR testing at the grade schools, grades 3 through 8. IAR stands for the Illinois Assessment of Readiness. That is the former PARC exam that we take for the state. It was ISAT before PARC. So we've had lots of opportunities to prep for that. Teachers have been working super hard. So that starts today and it'll run for a couple of weeks. The high school is gearing up for SAT. So they are doing SAT prep. We're going to host some after school opportunities for them to practice. That Khan Academy program, I don't know if many people are familiar, but kids can do it at home. It's a free program. If you link it to your College Board PSAT or any exams that you've taken through College Board, it will give you specific questions to practice for. So I think that that has helped tremendously with our SAT scores. So that's happening right now.
Yeah, I was familiar with the one once you mentioned ISAT.
Right. Yeah. And now SAT is kind of the state approved test, mm-hmm. as opposed to ACT. People can still take ACT, but they pay for SAT. So that will be the exam that we are taking in April. We've been celebrating different months. Like this month is Social Worker Month. Last week we celebrated the food service appreciation, so we shouted out to our food service workers. This whole entire month is International Women's Month, so I thought it was appropriate to bring Tyra to talk about a little bit about what our Young Women in Leadership group is working on right now.
Okay, so we will be celebrating National Women's Month, as Dr. Gabe just said, and I am in Women's in Leadership, so I'm speaking on behalf of Women's in Leadership. And what we want to do is pass out purple ribbons just to represent our young women, our CEO women, our women that work in the coal yard. I mean, it doesn't even matter. Our women that just want to break through that glass ceiling and be on top. Not only that, we have scheduled to go help Impact Cook for the younger teens, not in the teens, but the little kids. And we want to go help Miss Wilson because we know she needs a lot of help. So we are set out to do that.
I actually just received a flyer from Miss Jalave, and they are going to do a documentary on Miss Wilson and the work that she's done at Project Impact. So something that they definitely need, besides resources, they get tons of donations, but their manpower has suffered.
Yeah.
So, and you know, she's aging, and they're having a hard time finding people to help them cook and to help tutor and to help, you know, get everything ready for the kids that come after school. So
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and also sort the donations that she's getting. So we're set out to help her. Not only help Impact, we have teacher appreciation coming up. So we have brainstormed on a couple of things we want to do because we appreciate our teachers. It may not always seem like it, but we definitely appreciate our teachers. They are the ones that give us the wisdom and knowledge that we need day to day. Not only that, but a couple of things we have done. We have went to Randolph County and we have painted nails at Randolph County.
At the care center.
At Randolph County Care Center. And we'll continue to do that. And not only that, but the food service, was it in Tilden?
Yes, the food pantry in Tilden.
Yes, loading trucks and things like that. So that's just some of the new business we have for Women in Leadership and more things to come.
All right, well, we'll talk some more here in just a minute. Let's go ahead and take a break here. If I can reach my mouse, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 WHCO. And welcome back, 937. This is The People Speak. Again, we're talking today with Dr. Gabe, superintendent of the Sparta School District, also Chiron and Tyra with us today. And we were talking about some women's program there before the break.
Yes, the last thing that she mentioned was preparation for Teacher Appreciation Week. I wanted to add on to that. The Sparta Chamber of Commerce has created a Friends of Education Golden Apple Award. They're wanting to award any staff member in the Sparta School District who goes above and beyond to help students. So if anyone would like to nominate someone, they need to contact me, send me an email, let me know, so that we can get those nominations in and they can select someone for the Golden Apple Award. Okay. We're hoping to wrap that up. I want to send nominations to them probably within the next week or two.
Yeah, I believe that'll be awarded during their annual dinner.
Yes, absolutely, yes. So we're excited about that. Very thankful that they're going to offer that. Besides that, this is also Arts and Education Week, and there's many districts I've been to, and some of them, their fine arts programs have suffered because of the budget with the state. Sparta has got a phenomenal fine arts program. The art classes, the music classes, we had our Sparta Lincoln music program earned 11 superiors and 22 firsts at their solo and ensemble contests this past weekend. So that is awesome. We have some very talented kids, and we very much appreciate our fine arts teachers. Chiron wanted to speak a little bit on some initiatives that he's involved in right now.
Leo's Club, we're going to have a meeting tomorrow, so we'll be talking about more upcoming projects, upcoming fundraisers that we may possibly want to do. Also, the Leo's Lair, one of our biggest accomplishments we have done this year in our first year. It's open at Sparta Lincoln. We moved it to a location so you can now come into the office and the main doors at Lincoln, and it's right across from the office. So, you know, more efficient location for people just to come in and come out without interrupting school hours right. or anything.
And what is that?
The Leo's Lair, there is stuff, clothes, all types of clothes to knickknacks, such as, you know, picture frames, cups and stuff like that, school supplies, where you can just come in there and
everything.
It's free. Everything in there, and it's free. And you take what you need, take what you want. So we really encourage people to come. Just come out to the Leo's Lair.
Not to cut Chiron off, but I forgot to mention our Women's in Leadership also have did hygiene lockers. So students who maybe have a problem with hygiene or some students maybe can't even take a shower at home and maybe come with the odor or anything. And if they need anything, even young women with menstrual cycles, we have pads, tampons, toothbrushes, all in the locker. So I know going to the office and asking for some things is a little bit embarrassing. So maybe they can go during class time while nobody's in the hall and go to those lockers and go get the things they need. So not just to cut him off, but I forgot to mention that.
Another thing, we recently had a couple guest speakers come. Starting off, we had the judges. They were very informative, as always. I love the information that they give. And they just, you know, let you realize from a court perspective of this is what can happen. These are the charges you can obtain. So I'm very informative, and I'm the kids, you know, very eye-opening to know what can happen. You know, that can change your life.
The last session was on cyberbullying, and so that meant more than what you would expect. They talked about if you are out at a party and you record a fight, what can happen to you? I mean, it was pretty intense. They talked about some apps that kids are accessing now where they're hiding photos behind a calculator app. It was extremely informative.
Yeah, we also had Dr. Jackson, who came a couple weeks ago. Very ecstatic. Just love him. He came and talked about fighting the last time. And knowing that that topic does not pertain to most at Sparta High School because we have a good student body, there are some it does pertain to. And I don't think, you know, he was just focusing on fighting. I think his overall point was respect each other. You know, a school is a place where you can come to and it should be a safe place. School should almost be like your home away from home. Therefore, there shouldn't be no fighting. There shouldn't be no disrespecting teachers. There shouldn't be none of that, because you should just come into an environment where you can learn and further your education and become empowered. So,
And that was perfect timing, considering that all three of our buildings just underwent the 4E training with the Sheriff's Department and Sparta Police. We had the kids in grades 6 through 12 participate this year.
Yeah.
So that was very intense. And I think that, you know, Dr. Jackson coming in and talking about how we should act in school kind of went hand in hand with that.
Special thank you to the police department and people over the 4E training, because it really was eye-opening. For all of the students, I'm sure, very eye-opening. Those scenarios were so surreal, and we just thank you to all the people who participated in that.
Yes.
It was very intense, and even though we knew that it was practice, you know, they gave us concepts that we can use if we're at the mall and there was an active shooter in the mall. You know, we now have the skills and know what to do to prevent something like that from happening. So very thankful for that.
Yes, very much so. We also have another speaker coming to Sparta High School in April, Kevin Brooks. He's known for the Just Wiggle Your Toes. We just cannot wait for him to come. So we'll have more on him after he comes, but we are very excited to have him come. Also, FBLA is supposed to be working concession stands for the softball games. So, you know, we just thank, you know, softball extending, asking us. And, you know, that's what organizations should be all about, helping each other, you know, coming, cooperating between each other. So, you know, if we ever need a favor, we know we got your back because we just did something for you. So that's, you know, it's good to have that.
Something that I've been very impressed with our high school especially is the number of clubs that we have to offer so many different groups. You know, I'll come home and talk about our anime club, you know, something that they, a picture that they created, or FBLA or Spanish club or something like that. And my kids are just amazed that we offer so many clubs for so many different varieties of kids. And it, you know, the main idea is to get involvement from every kid in something. You don't have to be an athlete. You know, you don't have to be in student council or be the brightest crayon in the box. We have something for you.
You know, my daughter was a movie she watched a few years ago, High School Musical. Yeah. But there was one song that I heard in that that, you know, kind of stuck with me or whatever. It's, we're all in this together.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Kind of, right. And everybody feels included, and everybody feels like they're part of the school community. And I think that that is outstanding that we do that.
And she mentioned Spanish Club. Waterloo High School invited us Saturday to come over. It's called Immersion Day, and we speak Spanish for 3 straight hours. Okay. So that was available to Spanish Club and Spanish 2 and up. And for 3 straight hours, we spoke Spanish, and it was very... opening eye experience, just like you're going to a Spanish country. Like it almost started to mess with your brain. I was thinking Spanish before English after that whole time. So it was very informative, and we just thank Miss Mezzo and Waterloo High School for giving us that opportunity.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let's get our second break in here, and we will come back and talk some more with Dr. Gabe, Chiron, and Tyra. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country WHCO. And welcome back to The People Speak. I got about 4.5 minutes left in the program today, talking with Dr. Gabe, Chiron, and Tyra. And Chiron, you were talking about some things.
Teen Court of Southern Illinois, Monroe and Randolph counties. We're in full force. We did have our first court case back in January. We will be having another court case here in March. So we just want to, you know, thank Mr. Davis at the Regional Office of Education, Ms. Jana Bowman-Young also for coming. It's a great program, like I said, to give kids another chance, and that's what we did at our last case. So we want to thank all the kids from, you know, Columbia, Valmire, Waterloo, all the way to Sparta, Chester, Redbud, Steelville. So Tyra, you got anything to say about...
Yeah, so I want to just take a quick minute to talk about SAD, that Students Against Destructive Decisions, coming up in May. We have our annual fireball that we do every year that teaches kids not to make destructive decisions, to make good choices. There will we be having guest speakers. We play games. And that's what we do, a lock-in. We spend all night, and in the morning we have breakfast, and then we go over our little skits that we do. It's just fun overall, and it really teaches students to make good decisions.
We have several events coming up that I just wanted to mention. If anyone, because I'm going to say I'm kind of quick, if anyone ever wants to access those, they're more than welcome. We post the scoop on all of our Facebook pages, as well as it's on our website. And I do that weekly on Fridays. March 14th, Evansville Attendance Center is having Pi Math Night. The same night, Sparta Lincoln is having Science Night. March 15th, we have a He and Me dance at Sparta Lincoln. Anyone can bring their significant male role model in their life and come out and dance. March 15th through 17th, Sparta High School is having their play. March 22nd is the blood drive at Sparta High School. That's very important to us because we can earn scholarship money for kids. That's from 9 to 2. On April 13th, we have prom from 7 to 11 at the high school gym. Post-prom will be from 12 to 6. And April 27th, that's the city cleanup day, getting ready for the carnival on May 3rd. That is also our Lifesavers trivia. So our Lifesavers Club does a lot with educating and preventing suicide. So we're hoping to have a good showing at the high school, 6:30 p.m. April 27th. May 12th is our baccalaureate at the high school at 2 p.m. And then our Sparta High School seniors will be graduating May 19th at 2 p.m. May 21st, Evansville and Lincoln both have their 8th grade promotion ceremonies. Evansville's is at 6, Lincoln is at 7:30. They do that because it's kind of a one and done. We have board members. They go from one school to the next. And then it, you know, allows families to hit both. And then June 17th through 21st, we are having a summer enrichment program at Sparta Lincoln for all children in the district. The theme this year is going to be The Amazing Race. the things that they have and the things that they're going to do are absolutely amazing. So that's a free opportunity. We have had flyers circulating and going home with kids, so we hope to have a big showing there. We have Diane Chambers, Amanda Wetzler, and Amanda Braun are our three coordinators for that program. So it's going to be very heavy on STEM, which is our science, technology, engineering, and math. I'm sure they'll throw some arts in there as well. Kind of a spin off of our camp invention that we had last year. So super excited to offer that.
Okay.
Just one last thing. We want to thank our administration, the clerical, the guidance, for this has been, you know, I'd say a rough year, but they have kept it tremendously smooth. And, you know, I just want to thank them. I know Tyra does too, and I'd say all the Sparta High School students would. I also want to just say thanks to the district office, all the people in there, because they are keeping our district smooth. And like I said, it's been rough, and I know it has. But the district office, you know, Dr. Gay.
Superintendent. Yep. Definitely principal.
The secretaries, all those people, they are doing a great job. So our is the Sparta Lincoln school staff, Evansville. And we just want to thank our teachers for putting up with us day to day.
Great. Dr. Game, Chiron, Tyra, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next time for the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Have a great day.